This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the G20 Leaders Summit at Johannesburg in South Africa beginning today. During the three-day gathering, Mr. Modi will participate in all sessions and present India's key priorities, including Global South concerns, sustainable development, climate action, energy transition, and reforms in global governance. The theme for 2025 is Solidarity, Equality, and Sustainability. Under its presidency, South Africa has focused on key priorities, including strengthening disaster resilience, ensuring debt sustainability for low-income countries, mobilizing finance for a just energy transition, and harnessing critical minerals to promote inclusive and sustainable growth. Yesterday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with his Australian counterpart, Anthony Albanese, on the sidelines of the G20 summit. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said during their talks, they emphasized three key sectors, defense and security, nuclear energy and trade, where there is immense potential for ties to grow further. Prime Minister Modi also held a meeting with the South African multinational internet and technology company, Naspers chairman Koos Becker and CEO Fabricio Biasia. The central government announced the implementation of four new labour codes aimed to simplify and streamline the existing decades-old labour laws in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the implementation of the four labour codes. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, these codes will help in building a future-ready ecosystem that protects the rights of workers, strengthening the economic growth of the nation. Home Minister Amit Shah has congratulated the workers of the country on the nationwide implementation of the new labour codes. In a social media post, the Home Minister said, these codes, crafted under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, represent the biggest reform in the history of labour laws. Director General of the International Labour Organization, Gilbert F. Hongbo, has also welcomed the labour codes implementation in India. The Reserve Bank of India, or RBI, has announced interlinking of Unified Payments Interface System with fast payment systems of other jurisdictions to promote cross-border payments. These initiatives are aligned with the G20 roadmap for enhancing cross-border payments with a focus on cheaper, efficient, more transparent, and more accessible remittances. The proposed UPI-TIPS interlinkage aims to facilitate cross-border remittances between India and the euro area and is expected to benefit users of both jurisdictions. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurated the second edition of Bharatiya Kala Mahotsav at Rashtrapati Nilayam in Secunderabad yesterday. The nine-day-long cultural festival is being organized by Rashtrapati Nilayam in collaboration with the Ministry of Culture, Ministry of Textiles and Ministry of Tourism. This festival aims to present the rich and diverse culture heritage of Gujarat, Maharashtra, Rajasthan, Goa, Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu. Speaking on the occasion, the President said, this year's edition offers a chance to witness the vibrant traditions of Western India and express confidence that the festival will give visitors a deeper understanding of the region's folk culture.
मुझे विश्वास है कि जब लोग इन पवेलियन में आएंगे एवं विभिन्न राज्यों के सांस्कृतिक प्रस्तुतियों के देखेंगे तब उन्हें एहसास होगा कि भारत की कला परंपरा कितनी समृद्ध है देवियों और स्वजनों हमारी देशवासी विशेषकर हमारी युवा भारत की सभ्यता संस्कृति के बारे में और अधिक जान समझ सकेंगे इसके लिए भारत सरकार अनेक कदम उठा रही है इस दिशा में राष्ट्रपति भवन में भी अनेक प्रयास किए जा रहे हैं
In men's cricket, India will take on South Africa in the second and final test at the Barisapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati today. The match will begin at 9 a.m. In badminton, India's Lakshya Sen has stormed into the men's singles semi-final of the Australian Open. Lakshya defeated his compatriot Ayush Shetty 23-21-21-11 in the quarter-final in Sydney yesterday. He will take on the Taiwanese player Xiao Tianchen for a place in the final today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.